This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Good morning, my students. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. It is a beautiful Thursday, and guys, today is May 9th, 2024. Why not begin another episode with a translation challenge, as we always do? And today's sentence is, quando si è spento il wifi, tutti hanno iniziato a chiacchierare. Feel free to pause the podcast, think about it. Let me read that one more time. Quando si è spento il wifi, tutti hanno iniziato a chiacchierare. So guys, as always, I'm going to explain that sentence at the end of the episode. And so now it is time to begin with today's one big thing. And I'm really just going to be telling a story. This story took place way back in the fall of 2012. So about 12 years ago, I was 18 years old. I had just moved to Kansas from Colorado because it was my first semester of college. I was now a university student, and for the first time in my life, I was living on my own. I actually had a roommate, but my parents said goodbye and they drove back to Colorado, and there I was living in a university dormitory for the very first time. And as you would expect, in these dormitories, there was internet. Students were often studying or just relaxing. As in any house, internet was essential. And keep in mind, in these dorms, there were so many students, probably around 500, because it was a big building with maybe 10 floors, and there were many students on every floor. Needless to say, it was a fun environment. If you have 500 18-year-olds in the same building, I think you can imagine some of the things that went on in that building. But one day, something happened, and I've never forgotten this moment. Basically, it was a typical evening. It was just during the week. As I said, everyone was inside their dorms studying or playing video games or reading a book. But the internet went out. And no one had internet. So what happened next was very interesting. Since there was no more internet, people started getting antsy. They started thinking, well, if there's no internet and I can't watch YouTube and I can't play video games and I can't be browsing the internet, what can I do? I can't even use social media. Oh my goodness. And in our dormitories, there were common areas with couches, chairs, tables. But the funny thing is, no one really ever spent time there. No one spent too much time in these common areas. Everyone was just in their bedrooms. That is, until the internet went out. That day, the internet went out, and after a few minutes, literally 10 minutes or less, people started coming to these common areas. On my floor, I went outside. I went to the common area. There were people there, and they were chatting. They were talking. They were interacting. Our phones were in our pockets. And I thought to myself, wow, this is the magic of no internet. We all agree that the internet is an incredible tool. And I think we even agree that we need it at this point. I think we don't need it in a survival sense, but we need it in a daily life sense. But let's not forget what it's like to live without the internet. I found it very interesting that the moment the internet went out, everyone put their phones and computers down, and then they were bored, so they were forced to go outside of their room. And we all met in the common area, and there were a bunch of kids talking and spending time together and looking each other in the eye instead of looking at screens. This example is still with me 12 years later in a world where we're constantly glued to our screens, social media, internet, whatever it is. We all can admit we have a collective societal addiction. I'm not pretending to be the savior. I am not a god. I have the same problems as well. But I think it's important to at least be aware of our society, how we act. Are we changing as humans? Are we ready to dive into technology the way we have been? I think it's important to at least ask the question, because 10 years ago, people were asking this question a lot more. I feel like 10 years ago, people were saying, oh my God, everyone's addicted to their phone. But here we are in 2024 and people don't really even pose that question anymore. That concern has kind of just been ignored because we've fallen even deeper into the problem. So let's not forget that we used to be concerned about this. No one really talks about it anymore. And that's why lately, you know, I've been bringing this up a little bit more and more. And I've actually made a couple changes in my life to avoid becoming too internet, social media, screen addicted. Again, I don't want to say that I'm this, wow, I'm just the role model, I'm the perfect example. No, not at all. I have the same addiction that most of us have. But I am admitting it, and I am aware of it. I'm acknowledging it, and I'm talking about it, and I have made some changes, and I'm very happy about the changes I've made. So I think it's an interesting example. I'm curious what you guys think about it, so feel free to leave a comment as well. But that is the magic of no internet. People come out, people start talking, people start interacting. That's what humans do. The internet kind of pulls us apart and it takes us online where we're connected. We are connected online, but then we're not connected offline. So that's an interesting paradigm. Guys, I think now is a good time to continue with today's question of the day. And today's question I've always been curious about. The question is, what was planning like before phones and internet? So by the time I was 12 or 13, by the time I needed to make plans, phones were everywhere. So I've never really experienced a life where I needed to make plans, but I didn't have the tools we have today, namely phones, text messaging, calls. But have you ever wondered what it was like to make plans before phones? I certainly have. I'm curious about that. I've asked my grandparents, my parents, and they basically tell me that when you're with someone, you tell them like, okay, let's meet at this place, at this time, on this date. And then you go there and you just hope the other person shows up. But you cannot confirm. You cannot say, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. There's no texting. There's no calling. It's curious to think about how plans were made. Maybe there was a bulletin board where you posted some proposal and you just waited and maybe someone showed up. It certainly was not nearly as convenient as it is today. You know, as I said earlier, we kind of need internet at this point. We use internet for planning, communication, which is essential. And it makes you wonder, what was it like to make plans before that was even a possibility? I think it'd be interesting to learn more about that. And as each year passes, we're less and less likely to know what that was like, because people who were living before phones are getting older and older. But it's very interesting nonetheless. If you know what it was like to make plans before phones and internet existed, feel free to leave a comment telling your story. I would be very interested in that, so thank you. And guys, let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. I also was using some of the vocabulary from today's translation challenge during the episode, so maybe you changed your answer throughout the episode listening to the words I was using. Remember that today's sentence is, quando si è spento il wifi, tutti hanno iniziato a chiacchierare. And by the way, let me remind you guys that if you like my podcast, I can guarantee you, you'll appreciate my academy. If you're truly trying to improve your English, my academy has already helped so many Italians, so why not help you as well? The website is bringinglese.com, and it's truly an online academy. We have vocabulary cards with audio. I do 2 live lessons every week. But on top of that, we even have courses from A1 to C1. And as I said, many students are loving those courses. They tell me all the time. I really appreciate it. And I'm happy that my courses can help Italians learn English. So please check that out. And now to learn a little bit of English right here and now. To say quando si è spento il wifi tutti hanno iniziato a chiacchierare, in English I would say, when the wifi went out, everyone started chatting. And I think one of the key words here is went out. To lose power, when something shuts off, a nice phrasal verb is to go out. It's the same as uscire. But in this case, it means spegnersi, you know, si spegne da solo. It goes out, past tense, it went out. So when the Wi-Fi went out, everyone started chatting. Another small grammatical rule, after the verb start, there's usually another verb, and that verb will be in the ing form, started chatting. You can also say started to chat. Infinitive verb is okay as well. So if I read this sentence quickly, it's when the Wi-Fi went out, everyone started chatting. All right, guys, that is the end of today's Thursday episode. But I would ask you to join me again in about 24 hours for the episode on Friday. And it's another interesting topic, in my opinion. I hope you guys come back. So I'll talk to you very soon. As always, thank you very much for listening. And guys, peace.